Historically, railroad tracks have been used as a physical divide between black and white people all over the country. In Miami, the railroad tracks were used as an approximate boundary for drawing voting districts. Miami City Commission District 5, which contains Overtown, Liberty City, and Little Haiti, only went as far east as the tracks. But after the 2010 census, those lines had to be redrawn, and a chunk of the Upper East Side was added to District 5, while the rest remains in District 2. It was a move that some Upper East Side residents, like Bob Powers, a disabled veteran, resisted.
We were breaking up a community. We were putting half of a historic district in one commissioner's district, and then the other half in another commissioner's district.
A big concern of his is that the old and the new part of District 5 have different needs and concerns, stemming in part from the fact that the old District 5 is predominantly black and lower income, whereas the Upper East Side is mostly middle to higher income white and Latinos.
You know, their main objective is to bring jobs into the city and things of that nature. It's not maintaining the neighborhoods and taking care of the neighborhoods. But if you don't have people who are constantly advocating for you, you don't get your streets redone. You don't get your sidewalks redone. You know, you don't get those kind of things to happen without being involved.
And he's worried that being part of a different kind of community will prevent that from happening. But historian Marvin Dunn says there's no reason to think that the goals are any different. Yes, one of the primary concerns is jobs, but
beyond that, the priorities that the new constituents of the district may have would be very much in line with the priorities of the current residents of the district. Get the thugs off the street, protect us from crime, have a professional police department that enforce the law with fairness, keep the community clean, pick up the trash. So I don't think those priorities change no matter who constitutes the district.
He thinks that the addition of more affluent people will in fact help the community, a view shared by Benji Power, an Upper East Side resident trained in urban planning.
My gut overall is that in the long term, this is actually an awesome change for this district and for the city of Miami. I truly believe that a diverse neighborhood can figure out the complexities of a city better than a segregated neighborhood. It's just going to allow this one district inside of the city to confront problems that the city hasn't had to confront in the past, as a lot of decision-making has been so segmented by districts that are one color and one predominant income class.
Though numbers were the impetus for redrawing districts, the philosophy behind having seats for one ethnic group seems to be changing, in part because the city as a whole has changed. Here's Dunn again.
Well, if these changes had been proposed in 1980, that would have been blood flowing from City Hall.
But he says, starting with the Caribbeanization of the district, it's seen a lot of change over the years.
It's not the same district as it was in 1980. It's not the same district as it was even in 1990.
And now in 2013, it's again a very different district. Benji Power again.
There's just so much opportunity with this diversity. The national media has covered Miami as a new global city. District 5 is one of the best districts to capture what is that new global city, really.
As Miami continues to grow and change, the challenge of how one person represents those diverse districts will as well. Who that person is, though, is in the voters' hands. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.